Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, good day, everyone, and welcome to All Talk with Jason Mike. Very nice to have your company wherever you're joining us, and hopefully you're relaxing at home somewhere. Perhaps you've got a cold beverage, you're reclining on your couch. Maybe even Mike Minogue, they're lying in bed with their little earphones on, listening to us in bed. I kind of like the idea of that, to be honest with you.
No, that's right. I've got a friend that listens to it on her drive home.
Okay, that's very nice.
She's massively depressed at work, so she likes to listen to us on the way home.
I've got a friend, actually, does exactly the same. I've got a friend that does exactly the same thing, but she's on the bus.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So she catches, she's very public transport conscious, and you know about...
conscious of public transport.
Well, no, she's very, very conscious.
She's wide awake.
What's it called? Your green footprint.
Ah, sure.
I've got another friend, actually, that likes to listen to it while they're cooking the meal, family meal. They just put it up there and they start chopping the onions.
And we've got those mates of ours in Norway that like to listen to it while they're killing whales, eh? Because they're whale fishermen.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We've got fans from all walks of life. You've got your green person that's on a bus.
Yes.
And then somebody who's slaughtering whales.
They're not literally green, but they are a green.
They're also not on the bus. They're in it, aren't they? So technically.
But you're right, you got your Norwegians with their potties in listening to us while they kill whales.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got people chopping up the onions.
It drowns out the screaming of the whales.
Yeah.
And then
hack.
And
exactly,
of course, that takes
mate.
A long time. So I that mean, was shortened version of the hacking.
It's massively encouraging, of course, that people are even taking the time to listen to us.
Oh, I take it or leave it, mate, to be honest. I'm not encouraged because I'm, you know, we're going to keep doing it anyway.
Well, exactly. But just on that note, I should note that we are 210th in podcasts in the UAE at the moment.
That's good. And that's comedy, though, as well, not overall.
That's our specific genre.
That's
that we're
only comedy. Yeah. So last week we were number 30.
Seriously?
I'm surprised you don't remember.
Oh, yes.
But we've fallen 180 positions. So maybe go to number 30 if one person over there listens to it.
Yeah, or there's some kind of technical blip going on there.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe...
Somebody's accidentally downloaded it and gone, not for me.
Well, actually, you know what it could be?
Yeah.
Circumcision chat. You know what I mean? Maybe they heard that and went, that's it. I mean, I draw the line at circumcision chat. I'm still
maybe it's like your foreskin, they've left with half to go, eh?
Well, exactly, mate. Exactly. They've just gone, no more foreskin chat. Hey, but as always, we rely on you sending in your letters and so forth. We rely on you subscribing and liking the show and rating the show.
I mean, we're not just
sitting in this booth. Yeah, can I just say I'm wearing a robe at the moment because I'm in the middle of filming
something? I'm wearing a suit because I'm in the middle of filming
are
something.
Are you filming
as well?
something as well, are you? Wow, that's great.
Can we talk about it?
I think so.
Nah.
We can't?
I don't reckon.
No, okay.
Hasn't been announced. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows.
Let's just say something exciting is brewing on the horizon.
She's brewing.
Yeah. But listen, getting back to it, we do appreciate you making contact with us.
You
and
keep saying that, but I don't give a shit.
Oh, you don't give a shit?
I mean,
well, if you don't, you know. I mean, the reality is, Mike, if people don't get in contact with us, what are we going to chat about?
No, that's true. I do appreciate them getting in contact because it's really tough to do without that. Just on the circumcision, I don't want to go on about
it. Yeah, we don't want to go back there.
But I'm getting a lot of messages from one person saying what happened to Minogue's foreskin. But we've been over that in an earlier episode. So listen to the podcast from the start and you'll know. Because I get annoyed at podcasts where you hear the same story over and over again. So we're not going to, you know, and a little bit of PTSD for me. I don't really need to.
Yeah.
You know, sort of go over the coals, rake over the coals.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. Yeah, I think, you know, we've really ground the circumcision chat into the ground. So let's just move on from there. And I believe we've got a bit of farming chat with Jason Mike.
Yeah.
Well, usually you milk the cow. I mean, farmers don't get a cow and then shoot the cow. Oh. I mean, if they did that, then they'd have no cows to feed.
No, I'd run that. I'd accidentally back the tractor into that one.
Oh, right. Okay.
In a bit of distress.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to fucking blow its brains out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I understand where you're coming from. So it was actually an act of compassion.
Was actually the first kill for my young son. He was 6.
Right.
I thought, well, this is a good opportunity. So I'll get him out. You couldn't tell who was holding the shotty then, could you?
No.
No, well, that was my 6-year-old son.
And you
he
know,
just fucking...
You know what I really like about what you just did there?
Yeah.
Because normally, of course, you could put a sound effect in.
Yeah.
But that requires some sort of technical assistance, which we don't have.
No.
You just made it up on the spot.
Mate. Yeah, yeah.
You did your own sound effects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man.
That was very, very impressive. But we've got a letter from a farmer, I believe.
Now it's time for Farming Chat with Jason Mike. G'day, guys. I'm a farmer from Hawke's Bay with a big passion for music. He hasn't written it like that. That's how I've chosen to read it.
Yeah, why are you reading it like that?
I don't, you know. I'll go back to my normal voice.
Okay.
I've been writing blues rock songs for a very long time and have recorded a debut album which has been on Spotify and other platforms for a year now. The only problem is that bugger all people listen because no one knows who the hell I am. The only live gigs I get are at the local rural pub, and that's because I'm friends with the owner. I'm playing to the same old codgers that leave halfway through the set. Should I just give it all up and live out my days and nobody on my farm, or should I keep my head up and keep trying to get my name out? Any advice would be greatly appreciated, as I think the advice you give on this podcast is second to none. Regards, Dusty Darren.
Well, let me just start off by saying this, Dusty Darren. Mate, thousands of people listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And we've just said your name, Dusty Darren.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
And, mate, I can guarantee you you'll get at least 3 people actually going on Spotify right this minute as we speak, my friend.
Yeah.
Looking for Dusty Darren.
Yeah, Dusty Darren. Dusty Darren from the Hawke's Bay. Well, I'll tell you what happened. That message came in through the Insta.
Yep.
So I immediately thought, well, I've got to listen to this shit.
Yeah.
Right? So I've gone Dusty Darren and I've gone into Spotify. There's nothing in there called Dusty Darren.
Okay.
And then he had another name on in there as well. And that also was not in Spotify.
Okay.
And also he had a private account.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know, it made it very difficult for me to get my head around it. But if you're going to promote, you need to be promoting. So you need to have a public page.
Yes.
Make sure that your name is the name of your band. For example, you know, the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, if they were to have an Instagram page, probably a bad example. Who else is there?
Oh,
Beyonce. No. She doesn't have a private account, which she calls, you know, Shona.
No.
No, it'll be useless.
Yeah, no point.
You've got to sounds like you've got to work on your marketing, mate. So I'd start, you know, they do a great marketing course at Otago University.
Yes.
It goes for about 4 or 5 years. And I'd get down there and I'd get involved in that because they'll teach you about your tweets, your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your shares and your likes. You know what I mean? And then you can really put that into your music once you graduate, man. Congratulations.
So what you're saying basically to Dusty Darren is to leave the farm, go down to Dunedin, sell up everything, get about $140,000 worth of student debt so that he learns how to market himself, and then maybe go back to the farm if the farm's still available to him, and then promote himself from the farm and launch his musical career.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. You've got to have a plan,
right? Yeah, yeah.
So that's your plan, and then you're ready to chase your dream, man. You know, like when you walk out the door in the morning, you know, you got to put your pants on, you got to put your top on, you got to put your shoes on. At the moment, you're just fucking, you know, you're wandering around in the paddock out there with nothing on. And the neighbours are calling the police because you look like a lunatic.
Well, hang on. I've got to pull you up there. I mean, there was nothing in Darren's letter that suggested to me that he was wandering around the paddock with no clothes on. I mean, I think you're drawing a very, very long straw there. I got no vibe of nudity from Dusty Darren at all.
It was a metaphor. What I'm saying is he's unprepared.
Yes.
He needs to arm himself with all the weapons that are required to become a successful farmer that sings blues rock songs, you know, as his dream, really, isn't it? It's a dream.
Yeah, well, I can't help but feel he's missed a trick here. I mean, he's actually taken the time here to write into the podcast, which is hugely popular.
Yeah.
You know, and it would have been a great opportunity to promote himself so that he could do what he needed to so people could find out who he was.
Yeah.
But he's called himself Dusty Darren, and Dusty Darren doesn't exist on Spotify.
Exactly right. And also, you know, similarly, he is not helping himself, but he's also protecting himself, because if he was shit, you know, we're playing it, man.
There is, you know, and actually, I think it's really fair to make that point, mate. I mean, if you're going to put your head above the parapet, you need to be prepared to take a bullet, because that's the reality of this sort of industry that we work in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I must say, I found something very appealing about the idea of Dusty Darren in a local rural pub.
Yeah.
Playing to all the old farmers there, nursing a pint.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? And singing the blues.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually foundational, isn't it? I mean, that's where the soul of blues comes from, those lonely, dusty pubs.
Absolutely.
And rural environments.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the home of blues, man. You know, everyone's been working the earth, toiling the soil. And they've come in just to wet their whistle.
Yeah.
You know, just
after a hard day's yakka.
Yakka. Thank you. And, you know, come down here. And I tell you what, I didn't come down here to listen to this fucking useless prick with his shitbox guitar singing in his crap original songs, you know?
Yeah.
Play something we all know, man. Like Country Road, or, I mean, this is a problem with this Dusty Darren piece of shit. He doesn't take requests, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is the only bar that we've got for a 50-mile radius, and I've got to listen to this shit?
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
You see, and I think right there you nailed it. I think right there is a perfect training ground for a blues singer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when you do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get the same scenario where you go to some dodgy bar somewhere and, you know, you start doing your comedy set to 10 punters who are absolutely pissed off their faces, and it's like, just play some music, mate, shit. And I mean, there's nothing that makes you a better comedian than that kind of enduring that kind of environment.
Well, it separates the wheat from the chaff, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
And what better metaphor for a farmer than wheat from chaff?
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about, Dusty Darren, when I say wheat from chaff. Yeah, I mean, you've got to want it, man. And this is the thing about it. What you've got to do is question why you're doing what you're doing. Because if your reason, raison d'être.
Yeah, raison. I'd say raison d'être.
But yeah, I sort of lost confidence halfway through. Mm. And if your sole purpose is to become successful, I think you're getting in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I think your reason has to be that you love your music.
Yes.
And that's your passion, and you're going to keep on doing it and keep putting it out. And people can either take it or, as I are in your case, leave it.
Yeah.
And not even know where it is on Spotify.
Well, what you could do is, and you know, it's got to be a passion for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And don't put that pressure on you to get well known or whatever. Because at the end of the day, what you can do is just grow a massive marijuana plot on your farm, make money that way, and just play music for a little bit of fun.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just mix up. Look, not everybody, not everybody can be Adam Lambert.
No. No, that's true. Not everybody can be an Adam Lambert. But, yeah, I think that's – because as we've said, I mean, if you're going to put your head above the parapet, you've got to be prepared to take a bullet.
That's right.
So just put it out there incidentally.
Yeah,
maybe actually what you're doing at the moment is the way to go.
Well, this
and
is
– you get discovered by one person.
Exactly.
And it's like a virus that spreads around the world. That's like COVID.
Right. Yeah, like this podcast.
Yes.
It feels like this email feels like a cry for help. This is him reaching out. But, you know, you've got to open up your Instagram, man. You've got to get your tunes out there. So open that up. Send us an email and we'll put our audience on. You know, brace yourself, man. Brace yourself, because some of the messages that we get through, they ain't for the faint-hearted.
Oh, no.
So they'll either like it or they'll lump it. Blues rock as well, you know. I think blues rock's coming back.
Is it?
Well, only because it's been away for so long.
So long,
so
yeah,
it must be due to come back.
At some point.
And you can't decide what music is popular at any given time, mate. So all you can do is do what you do and, you know, just be happy with that, because when it comes to your art, it should be something that makes you happy, and if you don't do it, you're miserable.
Yeah.
You know, real miserable. Although, that'll be good for a blues rock guitarist.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So maybe don't do it for a while.
Actually,
well, while you're at university, don't do it. when you're doing your marketing degree.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. Yeah, well, that's great stuff, Dusty Darren. And please, actually, do get back to us about this because tell us where we can find this because I'm actually curious now.
I
want to hear Dusty Darren's music.
I'm straight up, man. As soon as I read that message, I was trawling through, you know, trying to find photos.
In fact, can we get Dusty Darren to maybe send us some and we can maybe somehow try and transfer some of it onto our podcast?
Well,
maybe he could write out, he could make us a musical sort of soundtrack to the start of the show.
Right. Now, why don't you do us an intro for the start of the show? Email us through an MP4 for that. No cow fucking noises in there.
Yeah.
No sicko shit, you know? You're not one of these, you know, sicko farmers that writes blues music about, you know, all the animals on his farm.
Well, we don't want that. I'm kind of thinking of a cowboy twangy type. Oh. Bow, did, bow, bow,
meow.
Is that boom. Yeah, you know what I mean? We could put the sound effect on. Hey, you're listening to All Talk with Jason Mike. Boom. Yeah. So, Dusty Darren, please. Make sure you do that, mate, and we will absolutely play it on our podcast.
Yeah, no matter how good it is or not, it's going on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, but right now it's time for a bit of relationship chat with Jason Mike. Boom!
I think she's cheating on me.
It's relationship advice with Jace and Mike.
Oh, this is great. This is something that I think, Mike, that a lot of people will relate to.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. Your show is the highlight of the hubbies and my week. However, I need some relationship advice. We've been together 16 years with two great kids.
Break up.
Lately, the hubby hides his phone at night and is always on it when we are together. Also, I have to beg for intimacy. I'm not totally ugly and just don't get it. Should I kick him to the curb or stick it out for the kids? I know you guys will know what to do. TIA, Jen. What does TIA stand for again?
Tits in ass.
Seriously?
That's weird, eh? Because I thought it was T and A, not T.
But that's from Jen.
It's either tits in ass or thanks in advance.
Oh, thanks in advance. Okay, yeah,
that
makes sense.
You're leaning that way?
Can I just say that I am slightly confused?
Sexually?
Just in the middle of this particular question. Lately, the hubby hides his phone at night and is always on it when we are together.
Can I just say that I read this letter?
Yes.
And I didn't actually pick up on that bit until you just read it out.
Yeah.
So
he hides his phone
at night,
but he's on it all the time.
During the day. Do you know what I mean? So what's the vibe you're getting?
Well, this is my confusion. Lately, the hubby hides his phone at night and is always on it when we are together.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Well, we're suspicious of that line for two separate reasons.
Okay.
You are suspicious of it because how can he always be on it if he's hiding it at night?
Yes.
And I'm suspicious of it because he's hiding his phone at night when he goes to bed, but when he's with his missus, he's always on his phone, texting and shit. So this reads to me like, he's having an affair.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which I didn't pick up the first time. And so, yeah, look, okay, there's a couple of things here. So there's that part of it which we'll circle back to. And but Jen here is saying she has to beg for intimacy. I'm not totally ugly and just don't get it. Should I kick him to the curb? So if you're going to get some intimacy off him, then I would rubber up. Make sure you're rubbering up.
I see. So you're very much going down the line that he's having an affair.
Well, look, let's go again. Hey, fellas, your show is the highlight of the hubbies in my week. Sounds like he's got some other highlights going on.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? However, I need some relationship advice. We've been together 16 years. That's a long time. We've got Two great kids. Wow, you think they're great. Lately, the hubby hides his phone at night and is always on it when we are together. Also, I have to beg for intimacy.
Yeah.
Beg, Jace.
Yeah.
Now, what's he, why?
Yeah, that's not great, is it?
It's not great.
I'm
not totally, she's not, she says it herself, she's not totally ugly.
Right.
So she sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Should I kick him to the curb?
I get the vibe there that she's being self-effacing.
Oh, right.
I'm sure she's beautiful.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Or totally ugly.
Or totally ugly.
I'm not totally ugly.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because what she said at the top there of the letter is the highlight. This podcast is the highlight of her week, of their week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, well, I hope that you're not listening to it separately. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you take our podcast into the bedroom and listen to our podcast because you both enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're both in a good space. You're both having a good time.
Yeah.
And you use our podcast as a means of reuniting,
and
sparking that intimacy so again. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think the bigger problem is that he's cheating.
Yes.
You know. So we're going to
Well, it's either that or he's looking at a lot of porn.
Yeah, why is he hiding? I don't know anybody that hides their phone.
No.
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your house, Jason, nor do I want to.
No.
Unless you want to tell me.
Oh, look, there's nothing going on. I mean, what I can tell you is I'm not hiding my phone.
I can tell you that.
Yes.
1,000%.
Yes.
I don't hide my phone.
No.
I don't need to hide my phone.
No.
My wife doesn't hide her phone. She doesn't need to. I don't go through her phone.
No.
I don't care about her texts.
No.
Ours is a relationship built on trust.
Indeed.
Without trust, you've got nothing.
Indeed.
Agreed?
I agree.
So, it sounds like one of two things is happening, Jen. You're sort of describing this in this email, and it doesn't feel like you are seeing the full picture, because all the small tidbits you're saying is you're complaining that he hides his phone, and also you're complaining that he's always on it, but you don't seem to be connecting those two things with the fact that he doesn't want to root. So the bigger picture for me here is this possibility of the affair.
Yes.
So there's a trust issue that's going on here. And I think you need to use that to your advantage and find that fucking phone and see what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
You know? Because this piece of shit is up to something.
Yeah, I'm getting the same vibe now that, you know, now that I'm listening to you talk about it. I mean, initially that wasn't my vibe, but you've brought me around.
Yeah.
Because the whole hiding the phone thing, very suspicious.
Yeah.
And the whole hiding the phone thing added to the lack of intimacy thing is making me very, very suspicious.
Yeah.
And I agree with Mike. What you need to do is find where he hides the phone, get the phone.
Yeah.
Hopefully you know his password.
Yeah.
But if you don't, just watch him while he's using the phone, ever get to see him using the phone, and just see what he punches in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then open it up, check those emails, check those texts, check those WhatsApps, check those Tinders,
check
all that stuff and just see what the hell is going on.
Yeah. You know, all of them as well. And also the photos, you know, you got to go through the photos. Yeah, as you say, Jace, it's all of the various apps that you're going to have to get inside there. And you know, maybe it's nothing.
Yes.
But I'll tell you something, it's not nothing.
Yeah, look. As I say, I wasn't initially thinking it was an affair. No. I absolutely think it's an affair now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to have you've got to protect yourself in these relationships. You've got to have a really, really, really suspicious mind, even if it creates issues. You know, I mean, you might be completely imagining things and you're starting arguments 5 times a week, but once every 3 or 4 years, you're going to get one right.
Yes.
And it's I told you so time.
Yes.
You know, and this finally justifies all that snooping, all that crazy behaviour, you know. All you need is just to get one right.
Yes.
Just one. So keep at it. So your question is, should I kick him to the curb or stick it out for the kids?
Well, you know, my sort of instinct with this is, if he is having an affair and you find out about the fact that he's having an affair, you should stay in that marriage just to spite him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think you should stay in that marriage. You should read his messages and just drop subtle little hints all over the place.
You've been fucking Janice.
Maybe a little bit more subtle than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rooting.
Yeah. So, you know, when he says, I'm going out, you go, oh, where are you going?
Yeah.
You look very nice.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
God, you look so rootable.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then you've got to mess with his mind. Because I think, you know what I mean? I think it's way too easy to just go, the son of a bitch is having an affair.
Yeah.
He's ruining my life.
Yeah.
He's broken our trust.
Yeah.
It's very easy to just walk away in that situation.
Yeah.
But you don't need, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is make him pay.
Yeah, make him suffer.
Make him
pay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people in that situation would say, be the bigger person.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, some people would
think of the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the last thing I want to think about. But, and that is, you know, work it out. Go to counselling.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like, marriages are forever.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
What a load of bullshit. But what you want to do is just, if it's going to keep on going, make his life a living hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'd start by being real nice and just try and shift everything over into your name.
Yeah, just
very
subtly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, mate, I'd go even subtler than that.
Mm.
Like, this is how you start off incrementally.
Life insurance?
This is how you start off. Like, for example, does he read a book at night?
Oh, yeah.
You know, is he a reader?
Yeah.
If he is, just go and change his bookmark every now and then. Just
put
a bookmark in a different place.
Yeah.
So he picks up his book and he goes, oh, I don't remember reading that bit.
Yeah.
Oh, but I must be here because that's where my bookmark is.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Just tiny little fucking shit like that.
Yeah.
And just gradually, incrementally.
Yeah.
Send him into the void of insanity where he's questioning his own mind.
Yeah, that's right. When he, you know, when he calls up and, you know, he's at work, he goes, oh, I've got to work late. You know, you just say, oh, no, all good. Have a great night. You know, stay out. Don't even come back.
Yeah.
You know, you stay out. And when he comes home, don't give him any shit.
No.
You know, just let him have, you know, the best time ever.
Yes.
You know, let him go around and sleep with all these people. And, you know, you just eventually, I mean, it might take 30, 40 years, he'll start feeling a bit guilty about that.
Well, I liken it to death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
death by a thousand affairs.
And what you, and you're exactly right, right? He's just going over all around the place, having sex with everyone.
Yeah, having a ball.
Having an absolute ball. You just let him do that.
Yeah.
Okay, you go, all right, mate.
Yeah.
All right, son, fill your boots.
Yeah.
Fill your boots.
Yeah.
And just ever so slowly over 30 or 40 years, that guilt will slowly be eroding his mind. Slowly eroding his mind. And he will slowly be going towards the path of insanity.
That's right. I mean, he'll be lying on his deathbed and he'll think to himself, you know, it's probably 3 or 4% of that wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish I'd seen the kids more. Not the missus.
Well, that's the biggest regret that people often have at the end of their lives is, geez, I wish I didn't work so much and I spent more time with my kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Generally, it's not, geez, I wish I didn't have so many affairs and I spent more time with my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be for some people.
Yeah.
I mean, in this scenario, it would be.
Yeah. Oh, you know potentially.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially, it's not just that, you know, it's moving that bookmark.
Yes.
You know, move that bookmark, man. So between that, you know, and slowly losing his mind about sleeping with all those beautiful women.
Well, we're assuming they're beautiful.
Ugly woman, you know.
Could be anything.
It's not important.
No.
The important thing is that they're either women or men, and if they're good looking or not. I mean, who knows?
Well that's the... I mean,
he could be living in a sham marriage. You know, he's pretending he was straight.
Right,
and
yes.
It turns
I see
out
what
now
you're
he's,
saying.
He can't stop it anymore and he's going off and doing that, what do they call it? Dogging down at the local rest stops.
Right. Well, you know? See, that was the assumption that we made, of course, that he was having an affair with another woman.
As you do, because we're sexist. We both are. Society's conditioned us to just automatically think that way. We've got to be more open-minded.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, he could be.
It could be a line of blokes.
Well,
it could be a whole rugby team.
Absolutely. You never know. And this is the thing, you see. But you just let him do it.
Yeah.
You know, you just let him do what he needs to fill your boots.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Jen, I guarantee you in 30 years' time, he will be slightly upset about that. There will be a moment in 30 years' time, Jen, when your partner, let's call him John.
Yeah.
When John goes, geez, you know.
Yeah.
And then you've won the war.
That's right. You know, he'll be.
I mean, he'll still carry on doing it.
Right.
But I mean, he'll have a What I mean is, he'll have a moment of he'll have a moment of pause.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's probably it's your daughter's wedding, and he's just standing at the mirror there, and he's just putting his tie on.
Yeah.
And you're coming over with a jacket to help him on with it, and he's just sort of paused. You know.
Yeah.
He's staring into the middle distance, and you can see he's. He's lost in thought.
Yes.
And you say to him, "You all right, babe?" And he snaps out of it and he goes, "Yeah. Yeah, now I'm all good." And you'll know.
Yeah.
That was the moment.
Yes.
Where he thought, "I wonder if it was all worth it."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then, and then he just gets on with it.
And, yeah,
you know,
yeah. And blah, blah, gets blah, hammered afterwards at the party and stuff and does some really
puts away one of the bridesmaids.
He gives some half-assed speech at the dinner, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, no, but he sounds like the kind of guy who'd make the most beautiful, sincere speech. And you're just sitting there going,
"You piece of shit." Yeah. Or she's going, "He deserves this." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
"He deserves this moment."
Yeah.
But you know, because
yeah.
you've given that much already,
yeah.
you know that is going to prey on him as well and probably, you know, when he's holding a grandkid, you know?
Yeah.
So, Jen, I mean, quite honestly, our advice is don't divorce him. Make him pay.
No. Make his dinner. Yeah.
Make him pay.
Yeah.
But Jen, and also keep listening to the podcast, both of you together, because it would be nice if you spend some time together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to have couple time, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to create time in your week for couple time. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Kia ora.
Totally. Incidentally, I have a rule in my house. There's no phones in the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just cameras.
Yeah, just cameras. Hey, but that brings us to the end of another great podcast, and please keep those letters piling in. Keep getting on the Insta and asking our advice. Keep subscribing. Keep liking. Keep rating. Keep doing all that, and hopefully next week Mike will have a bit of a bump in the UAE.
Kia ora.
Cheers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.